Hello, everyone. This is the 14th English podcast of the KBS Kyoto Project team, podcasting from Karasuma Kamicho Jimachi on this, the 20th of January. Last December, the French Consulate General moved from Osaka to Kyoto. Their new office is located at the corner of Higashioji and Higashiichijo, near Kyoto University at the Kansai Institute of France and Japan. After the move, the building was renamed to the Kyoto French Consulate General. Recently, the number of French tourists visiting Kyoto has increased threefold. Last year's figures estimated around 55,000 French tourists. For this reason, the French Consulate General decided to move. Kyoto's traditional and historical culture is one of the main attractions for tourists. Generally, more and more people are coming to visit Kyoto from overseas, so it made sense for the Consulate General to move their office to Kyoto. Coming up, the schedule of seasonal events in Kyoto this week. Headline Kyoto. On the 21st of every month, Kobo-uchi is held at Toji Temple. The first market of the year, and one of the most popular, is named Hatsu Kobo-uchi. The event is named for Kobu Taishi, who is the founder of the Toji Temple and Shingon-shu, a sect of Buddhism. On the day of the event, 1,200 stores will be selling various goods, including antiques, dinner plates, and plants. Along with great shopping, Toji Temple also boasts a famous five-story pagoda, which is the tallest in Japan. For a limited time, the first floor of this building will be open to the public. The market opens at 5 a.m. and continues until the sun goes down. On the 25th of every month, Tenjin-ichi is held at Kitano Tenmangu in the Nishijin area of Kyoto. Similar to Hatsu Kobo-ichi, the first market of the year is called Hatsu Tenjin-ichi and is also very popular. This market is famous for reasonably priced kimonos and kimono fabric. In all, over 1,000 vendors will be selling various wares. During Hatsu Tenjin-ichi, umei flowers are in bloom, providing beautiful scenery while you shop. The market opens at 7 a.m. and runs until 4 p.m. Many important cultural landmarks that are normally closed to the public will be open for viewing until March 22nd. This year, many temples associated with the closing years of the Edo period are open to the public. Two examples are Jōjūin at Kiyomizu Temple and the main building at Mibu Temple. But in total, there are 14 landmarks open. The entrance fee is 600 yen per temple. Please contact the Kyoto City Tourist Association for more information. That's all for this week's headlines. And now, upcoming events in February. In February, umei blossoms are at their peak. Let me recommend some of the best places for viewing umei flowers. Kitano Tenmangu is the most popular destination for both its umei viewing and shopping experiences. In all, Kitano Tenmangu contains over 2,000 umei trees of varying sizes and colors. On February 25th, Baikasai, or the Plum Blossom Festival, is held. Traditional geisha and maiko host an outdoor tea ceremony in the scenic umei garden. Advance tickets are recommended as this event usually attracts thousands of visitors. The event begins at 10 a.m., and tickets are 1,500 yen each. For those that don't wish to fight the crowds, the umei garden will be open from the beginning of February to mid-March. For 600 yen, you can view umei blossoms while enjoying complimentary tea along with a sweet snack. Another popular destination for umei viewing is the Kyoto Imperial Palace. There are around 250 trees located near the South Gate, or Hamaguri Gomon. The best time for viewing is from the middle of February until March arrives. Nijo Castle is also recommended for ume trees. There is an ume garden located at the southwest of Honmaru Goten, where 130 trees reside. The season for viewing ume blossoms lasts longer at Nijo Castle than most other places, usually beginning around the middle of February and concluding around mid-March. There is also a very unique ume tree that has two different colored blossoms. The entrance fee is 600 yen. In Japan, the ume flower is as popular as a cherry blossom, which is often seen as the most famous Japanese flower. The scent of the ume blossom is especially well known. These trees are also highly regarded for bonsai because of their large branch size. Please enjoy these beautiful flowers while they last. That's all for upcoming events in February. This has been Dustin Lichty for Kyoshin's Universal Campus English School. Thank you for listening.
Excuse me, where's Kyoto Station?
Yeah,
do you know how to get there?
Okay, walk down this street for about 10 minutes. When you get to the corner, turn left. You will see the big station building in front of you.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Take care.
どこでそんな英語を習ったの？
こんな子供に育てたいなら、教心ユニバーサルキャンパスへ。